Dozens of Czechs resident overseas gathered in Prague on Thursday for the annual Conference for Czechs Living Abroad, organised by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. One of the main issues addressed was postal voting, which still doesn't exist here in the Czech Republic. As a result, many Czechs abroad aren't able to cast their ballots in the current general elections, as Ruth Frankova reports.
The second day of the conference, taking place in the Senate's Wallenstein Palace, started with the presentation of awards to Czechs living abroad for their long-term contribution to expat communities. Among the recipients was Petr Bísek, a long-time publisher of the Czech and Slovak newspaper in the United States, Americké listy, and a former president of the Bohemian Citizens Benevolent Society.
Right after the Velvet Revolution, there were several huge problems. One was the restitution of the property stolen by the communist regime. There was a right to have a dual citizenship and a right to vote. So through Americké listy, I was trying to really gently but persuasively rebuild the bridge between Czech Republic and Czechs living abroad. It was very difficult because it was a still post-communist sentiment. Only lately it looks like it's opening up. And some of those old problems has been somehow solved, but we still have absentee ballots, and it's quite embarrassing. So that's why I'm here. So in my speech today, I will be really emphasizing the Czech Republic is one of the last countries in Europe that doesn't have it.
Among the speakers addressing the issue of correspondence voting was also Senator Tomáš Černín, chairman of the Senate Committee for Compatriots Living Abroad, who has long been calling for its introduction.
It is obvious that a large part of MPs are afraid of the postal vote because our citizens who are abroad are courageous, thoughtful, mostly educated people who simply do not vote for the parties that have had a majority in the Chamber of Deputies so far. I believe that after the parliamentary elections, this attitude will change, because this is really an important group of our citizens who make a good name for us, who are our ambassadors, and last but not least, they are sending a large sum of money to the Czech Republic.
V poslední řadě bych zdůraznil, že od nich přichází velké množství finančních prostředků do České republiky.
Miroslav Krupička, chairman of the International Coordination Committee of Foreign Czechs in Prague, agrees that postal voting has become the most pressing issue of this year's event, but also highlights its main aim, which is bilateral relations between expat communities and Czechia.
They all live at different places. It's a different number of people in each country. Some of them are people who were exiled in the 1960s, 70s, 80s. Some of them have been living abroad, like in Eastern Europe, for 100 or 200 years. And they have got special needs. So we want to actually hear from them, what do they need from the Czech Republic, and also how they can contribute to the Czecho-German, Czecho-French, Czecho-American relations. So it's going to be an interesting discussion to see all those views from people from the different places.